Had a texter send in a thank you, Rosie, for bringing this up. I completely forgot. You talked about all the flags that were ordered on 9/12. He said he ordered enough red, white, and blue Christmas lights to do his whole house. And it looked like to his whole roof. It was it looked like a, quote, patriotic Griswold house in the Moon Valley area, and had it lit up every night for a year.
And Matt texted in to say, turn off the news and turn off social media to gain unity, and I'd have to agree.
Oh, so that's one listener's contribution to our effort. What can we do to restore the unity of 9/12? And Barbara from Sun City says, thank you, Rosie. She's hung her flag and hopes KTAR and all stations will encourage people to do it all day long. So let's go around the room. What can we do to restore the unity that we saw politically, economically, and socially? Is it possible? Can mankind maintain that kind of objective third-party vision?
I think so. I'm going to go a little slightly different direction.
Okay.
Americans are proud of the fact that we are individuals. We have individual freedoms and individual rights. And that has been at the forefront of our public discourse for quite a bit in the last few years. And I think that that has replaced a sense of nationalism that provides that. It's about a focus in my perspective, in that if everybody's focused on their individual rights, then we're stopping thinking about not just the rights, but the care and the unity of others. How do we get along? Because we're really worried about protecting these things. And not that those are bad. I think that those are important conversations we have. But we can't lose sight of the fact that we are all Americans. And this is the place that people want to come to because it offers opportunity, freedom, liberty, and all those things that our flag stands for.
Thank you for that. Romy, want to contribute to this? What can we do to restore the unity of 9/12?
You know, I guess this isn't a direct answer to that either. I don't know that I have an answer. But something that comes back very simple, Pastor Skip Ass of West Valley Bible Church said, we've got this Bible and all these messages and, our services are every week and you've got Bible studies and, it all comes back and he just summed it up. Love God, love people. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. All right. Miss Jennifer.
I would say a big amen to that. I think also just a return to respect, stop the spin, stop trying to make your point at the sake of truth, respect, manners towards others, and learning to think, teaching our young people to think for themselves.
Mr. Gary D.
There's a difference between freedom of speech and responsible speech. Hmm. I'll leave it at that.
All right. And I'm going to go out on a little bit of a limb here. I was exposed to some material this past summer by an organization called Forge Leadership. They're out of Dayton, Ohio. And they train interns to go serve on Capitol Hill. And one of the classes that they give these interns is an orientation on justice. And they made a point that has rung inside my head since I heard it back in May over and over and over again. Thinking about justice, don't put your skeptical heart on. Don't put your cynic heart on. But anytime somebody puts a modifier or an adjective in front of the word justice, be aware they're probably building a platform to build an agenda. Why can't we just focus on justice rather than each and separate category of justice? And that has rattled in my head. And for those of us that are given the obligation to try and get our head and our heart and our soul around that thought. Know this, it's our obligation to love every one of those people that are putting adjectives and modifiers in front of the word justice. And in everyone recognizing differences with manners and with respect, I would hope mankind, particularly American citizens, could get back to where we could get something done with a unity that we've seen on multiple occasions through the history of this great country, which I will tell you, in my humble opinion, is the greatest civilized society to ever occupy planet Earth. And I challenged y'all, if you knew anybody that wanted to argue with that, I said, call my cell number. Here's my cell number, 602-309-3358. We're talking about unity here, America. We're talking about manners. We're talking about love. But we're not talking about being sheep.